What's the biggest takeaway do you think the task force came out with after this process?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway was that it's something simply that we already sort of knew, that housing and jobs go hand in hand in the vibrancy of a community. The other takeaway was that participants themselves felt very much empowered into the process of town government and the way that their town works, and that they felt enlightened and sort of invigorated by the process itself.
Talk a little bit about the makeup of the task force itself. Who was serving on it?
We wanted to really identify and involve people that were actually dealing with the issues themselves. So when we named the task force, the demographics of the task force was an unusual demographic for Chatham. And most of the folks were 30 to 40-year-old range, working families. We also had two board of selectmen and then some community members that had some background in facilitating committees and some background in the town itself on affordable housing and other matters.
In reading the report, there are a suite of recommendations. Some of them have to do with finding and staying in affordable housing. And you talk about the concept of what's called a CHOP neighborhood. Can you explain that?
We have one in town, and that's, we call it the CHOP housing. It was Chatham Housing Opportunity Program. And it was done in the 1980s as the town developed some property, and it was an opportunity for people to buy affordable housing. So when we said in the report that we wanted to replicate the CHOP housing scenario, perhaps we could identify land and create a more denser zoning scenario like that for year-round housing. And I think that we're not just looking at affordable housing in the perspective of big A, we're looking at affordable housing in the little A, which is somewhat of workforce housing that addresses the concerns of folks that are above the medium average income for Barnstable County by a larger percentage.
One interesting thing I saw in the report was the recommendation that Chatham keep its elementary school. We hear so much talk about, you know, school populations kind of dwindling here in the Cape as the demographics region-wide change. And there's just talk in general about the rising costs of education.
Well, as the population sort of diminishes, there is some concern amongst, you know, the people that have kids in town that we would lose our elementary school. And I think if a community loses their elementary schools, they lose their community. If we don't have schools in our community, then we don't have a lifeblood. We have a regional plan with Harwich Monomoy Regional School District. It's written in our mutual agreement that we maintain our elementary schools. The fear is that at some point, people will feel like it's not economically viable to continue in that sort of realm, and there was that concern. So we wanted to make sure that people understood that culturally, it's really important for every town to have a school within its town boundaries.
What is possible now to take up in that report and make it happen?
Well, immediately after the presentation that the 365 committee made to the Board of Selectmen, our board recommended that we have Monomoy Regional School District and the superintendent look at a universal pre-K program for Chatham. How that comes out, how that program looks, will be dependent upon what the recommendations are.
And what about the more kind of complicated and expensive recommendations? Is the task force going to continue to kind of push for some of those?
It's the responsibility of this board, which is motivated at this time to move forward with, you know, building value within the community. One of the bigger things, Catherine, that we decided to do, build a sort of a strategic planning process with the town and call for a community sustainability project. Some of the things that we'd like to do is have a 365 task force that's semi-annual that would review and track a lot of the projects going forward and where they're at. You know, it's up to individuals. If you really care about what you want your community to be, you have to stay on top of this and you have to advocate for them as a voter. This is not just a one-fix effort. This was a wonderful exercise in what the community wants. The important part is that people need to commit to the community from a personal perspective and move forward and participate in the process.
And that is Shireen Davis, chairperson of the Chatham Board of Selectmen. Shireen, thanks so much for talking with us about the report this morning.
Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to.